Welcome to a Bear Talk Podcast. You're live in San Antonio, Texas. I'm Guni and
Kinti.
Feature Ram.
Defender. What's up?
What's up, guys? Hey, so we just heard the song Rich Men or North of Richmond by Oliver. Crap. I didn't write his name.
Anthony.
But accurate. But it's a viral song going on right now. What do y'all think?
It was pretty good, dude. As far as like the dude has a pretty good voice. I like the way he sounds. It is very political for me, dude. I'm not big on a lot of political songs, but he does make valid points, dude. Like you can't knock the man for being a hardworking dude and being upset where he's, you know, and how he feels. So, you know, like,
and not being able to take a mental day.
Exactly.
I mean, the way I kind of interpreted it was like, it wasn't like, you know, it was right down the middle. It wasn't one side or the other. It was like, no, look, they both those sides don't give a fuck about us. Or, you know, these hardworking people, and like ultimately, they don't fucking care about us.
Agreed. Well, look at Defender. He's at work and here on the podcast, dude.
Double duty.
he's double dipping right now. What'd you say, Defender?
So I'll try to listen to the song today. I haven't heard it, so I'll check it out.
Yeah, so Richmond, north of Richmond, I guess Richmond, West Virginia, north of there is Washington, D.C., so that's what that reference is. But I agree with Ram. I think it's just stating some I guess, facts. Frustration with...
I mean, cool. I just started listening at the end, though. I wasn't paying attention.
There's so much going on, like, in our own country, and they're selling billions and billions easily to Ukraine, and it's just like, I mean, that could be used here for other things. Well, we're paying taxes. Taxes.
I mean, not even just the money we're sending to Ukraine, or our whole defense spending in general. We could fucking put it into the community and really help people, but no, we want to fucking just be able to spend more on defense so that people don't try to fuck with us.
Yeah.
Beyond that, dude, we print the shit, bro. We print the shit. It's not even backed by anything anymore. We print the bullshit. It's printed on, you know, from like, hey, credit. I got your back. We're gonna pay this back. You know, yeah, credit. So really, on the cool, we could do that if we wanted to. You know, we can help out people a lot more than we can. We can do this a lot more than we do that. You know.
Well, even our defense budget, it's only, I think, Russia's defense or, you know, our number one guy, number one country to be afraid of. Their defense budget doesn't even come close to ours. And they have bigger land to cover and more people. And they have in their army, is bigger, like with more soldiers or whatever. But land to cover, well, with the United States, they cover the whole world. So I guess.
Damn world.
Yeah. Watching this, kind of like a documentary about the. All the weapons, not the weapons, especially like artillery shells that they're sending out to them to help them out. But they're saying that they're already using the ones that they have on their own reserve. So they're borrowing from Japan and all different countries just to bring up the reserve that they have on the U.S.
Oh, yeah. Like
the artillery shells they're using.
They were training Ukrainian soldiers in Fort Seal over there, the Patriot missile and all this other crazy stuff. Like, damn, man, they got money for days. These rich men north of Richmond. So I kind of get what the song is saying, and I mean, we got a big problem. We got problems here. I mean, I mean, it would be different if, you know, Russia invaded Mexico and I can see that because we're the next country over. You get what I'm saying, but Ukraine.
Yeah, but you can't fucking just let it powerhouse c- countries grow like that either. Like, if say they start moving down, and I mean, think about World War II, where Hitler started fucking spreading and fucking taking over countries. Well, that's just adding more to their power.
Yeah.
Like, what? So you could kind of see the concept of helping out Ukraine in that way, and plus, morally, it is technically is the right way, right thing to do. I mean, you can't say that it's not. But
on mean, the other on, go ahead. I'm sorry. On the flip side,
it makes them. I'll go.
So on the flip side of that coin, NATO keeps stretching further east. And all those countries, you know, that's when I saw that why Russia, you know, wanted to invade Ukraine and just show like a show of force, like stop growing west. I mean, stop growing east. You know, all these countries are joining France. They're all part of NATO. So it's like they're worried that if Ukraine joins, then if they're part of NATO, then it's like if on our over here, the communist part, and wasn't it the communist party, the USSR, was like the equivalent of NATO back then. And if Mexico was, you know, teasing to join the USSR, then that would give us, you know, I don't know about right, but to think about, hey, we need to take over this country or set a parameter or set something.
I mean, at that point, you start looking to like the Cuban Missile Crisis, shit like that.
Yeah,
like there's a whole reason why fucking Cuba has sanctions and shit because of that. They try to fucking join their, and it was just too close. I'm like, nah, and we're like, nah, fuck that shit. And we kind of,
and then China's building a China's building a military base on Cuba.
Shit.
I heard that from Trump. Oh, the Trump interview. Speaking of Richmond, north of Richmond, he was with Tucker Carlson. He did an interview with Tucker Carlson, and it was a good interesting point about it. It was just his mugshot. We could talk about that. Damn, dude, his mugshot, he looked fucking mean as fuck, dude. Trump's mugshot.
I mean, they just kind of do shit like that in the media anyway. I mean, when fucking was it OJ got arrested, they photoshopped his picture to make him look darker.
They need to do that
like,
too.
There's shit like that, you know. So they're not gonna take a nice picture or anything. They're gonna fucking do shit. They're gonna fuck with it to make it look worse.
They need to do that with Sammy Sosa, dude. They need to.
Dude, he's all wet. He's all wet on now.
I know, dude, man.
That's wild, though.
He looks like a rich man to Richmond, dude.
Sure,
hey, Defender, what were you going to say earlier?
I forgot. That is the best we get.
But yeah, I mean, that whole, you know, that's another thing. The government using, you know, the judicial system to get Trump. Like, is it just see? You could just see it's like, it's black and white at this point. And I see, like, everywhere indictments.
Wait, I mean, is he guilty, though? I mean, like, is it valid? Like, the charges? Like, did they really, what they're, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Is it made up? Is that what you're saying?
It feels like it. Like, I don't know for sure, but he's innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Remember that. Yeah. So I don't know.
But you're also coming up with a conspiracy theory that the government's coming after Trump. And that's black and white, that they're obviously making up charges.
Yeah, like obviously they're just out to get Trump.
Yeah, you literally just said that, so.
Yeah. That's what Q told me.
You know, a little biased.
I didn't even know he did an interview with Tucker Carlson, but also, I don't like fucking Tucker Carlson. Like, I think he's a little fucking... He's not... I don't think he's a true journalist, but, I mean, that goes for like most fucking people on CNN and fucking Fox. Like, they're so fucking biased, and they're not, they can't actually fucking just report on real news. They have to make up shit, and then they have to fucking make it bigger than what it is. They have to fucking do a whole bunch of shit just because this idea of fucking 24-hour news. Like, shit doesn't happen. Like there's not enough news in that goes towards their agenda that they have to keep generating and recreating and, oh, well, and
making then stuff up.
Some people are making stuff up. I said some people can be making stuff up, but I'm saying that
sensationalizing everything.
Sensationalizing. Not making it up, but they're making it bigger.
Both sides.
Oh, yeah, both sides. That's what I said. CNN and Fox.
Sensationalizing everything, bro. And it's, I mean, they are weaponizing the news.
Yes.
And when you say things like, obviously it's black and white, like, dude, you're getting brainwashed, bro. Like, when you say things like, obviously, they're after my boy Trump. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, look, honestly, is it a bit wild that they're doing this to him? Sure. Sure is, dude. But you know what that means? You ruffled somebody's feathers really, really bad. And that could have happened to anybody. If anybody was feeling that, like, put somebody in that much of a, oh, I hate this motherfucker, you know, type of vibe. Like, that could happen to anybody, you know? Like,
it has happened. What was those kids in New York? What was the name of that show? Where Trump, he put out a paper and made them guilty about that woman that got raped?
Yeah. The Central Park 6.
Yeah, Central Park 6.
Central Park 6, yeah. He put a full-page ad requesting for the death penalty to come back. To convict and pretty much try them in the court of public opinion, and to ask for the death penalty to kill these kids, one thing. When it turned out they're fucking innocent.
Oof.
All the fuck along. Imagine if they really did bring back the death penalty and kill these kids, and then later on they find out, oh shit, no. Like, and did you watch that fucking series on Netflix?
That's that shit, bro. No, I would love to see that, but
it's fucking good. It's real fucking good.
And they got my boy Steven Avery, man.
That's a good one. That's another real banger, bro.
Steven Avery.
I think we beat that as a dead horse, bro.
My thing is, if they're gonna do their hardest, because like we've seen them before, like the DA wants you to be like guilty, if they want you to be guilty, they're gonna hide evidence to make you look less, you know, innocent. They're gonna, I mean, that's dirty in itself. So the whole judicial system. Mm-hmm.
It was the fucking cops. It was also the
county, everything, bro.
It was also the prosecuting attorney as well. Because, I mean, she was like, no, give me more. I need confessions. And the cops pretty much intimidated and beat the kids into false convictions.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, but in a roundabout way, I mean, I get how you can see the similarity, bro. It just seems like he's America's most loved or hated president that we've ever experienced. I think that's a safe way to say it. And I think that's terrible because we had great presidents like fucking JFK. And you can't put JFK and Trump like even remotely close as far as just great people, human beings, bro. I don't know. Okay, hold on. I'm pushing that a little bit too much. You know, might be net writing JFK a little bit because I think
You're Marilyn Monroe in it,
right? That's what I was about to say, dude. I was about to say he was known for being kind of.
But he ruffled some feathers, didn't he?
ruffled some feathers, and look what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're gonna say that, and you're gonna say that Trump is like they're doing this to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's like yeah, but because of his own accord.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah, sure they might be after him, but why are they after him?
Yeah,
exactly.
They found classified documents in his residence that he shouldn't have had. So that's the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So classified documents went missing. Now you don't ignore that.
How does somebody find out about that?
So yeah, but they were probably investigating the documents, and then they're like, "Wait a second! Like this is all leading to him." Like,
or he was all like, "Oh yeah, I got some of those in my house."
It kind of sounds like some stupid shit like that too. He probably like
that's what I'm
like,
thinking. That's just like
he probably drives this shit at himself.
Yeah, he was just gloating at a party or some shit, and he's like, "You want to see some? You want to see some private documents?"
Aliens.
Here's where all our missiles are. I don't even know what the classified documents were, but obviously we're not going to find out the classified documents.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think government's off of
it. Right. I mean, honestly, not that I like Trump. Like, I'm fucking Trump guy or nothing. Uh-huh. I just like obviously. Fucking watching the... Dude, I just want to watch... I just like to watch the chaos, man. I love to see everybody fucking arguing on fucking Facebook about every little thing he does.
You're watching the chaos with the red head on.
Yeah, man. With my tattoo. With my mugshot fucking t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. See my boy.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, it's funny to watch, because when he was president, man, every little thing, dude, we saw our friend like on Facebook, like 300 comment threads of just fucking going on and on and on. And I was like, I didn't even have time to read all that. But who has time to argue about it? But there's just like the chaos, man. Like, it's funny, man. At the end,
yeah.
I mean,
I don't really go down those threads on Facebook, especially from people we know. Actually know. Because as far as I know, none of them are poli sci majors. Like,
yeah, that's another thing too, is it? I was like, hey, take it easy, man. The Richmond, North of Richmond, man. So that's the
one little thing is I see it as a like politics is just a tool for division, bro. Like it's just dividing people. It's all
agreed.
Like it's literally supposed to be bringing us together. Like the reason we have a government is so we have a big body to be able to stand up against other countries. You know what I'm saying? But like, we're not even being that big United States. You know,
we're states.
That being said, do you think we should bring back the runner-up becoming the vice president?
That can make some sense. I get what you're saying with that.
Because that used to be it. It was like whoever won the election was president. The runner up, vice president. So it balances out. So
you have
I forgot what president they changed it with. But
wouldn't that put a target on the president's head by maybe radicals on the other side? I should be thinking out loud. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be thinking out loud.
That means the secret service.
Be careful there, buddy.
Right. I'm just saying.
No. So you're saying, so say next year Trump wins and then the runner up is Biden. So Biden would be vice president and Trump would be.
If he's not a felon, Biden.
Yeah.
But so a Republican or whoever wins, the other one's going to be a Democrat.
Yeah. That's kind of what.
Okay. Yeah,
that's wild, right? But you get how he's saying that it helps balance the
balance
the house, I guess, or balance the power. I can see that, but balance the power. But Oh, excuse me. Oh my god, that was I apologize.
I like fucking smelled that.
I can smell the little shrimp from here, dude.
No, thank you.
No, so I'm imagining the shouting matches from the vice president and the president if that was the situation.
That was why they actually changed it.
Oh, really?
That's the whole... I forgot what president it was, but that's why, because they kept getting into it, like, fucking heated fucking arguments and shit. And they're like, yeah, we can't let this fucking keep going, because now we look... Well, you know what? You know what? Shit like that could also make us look really weak and divided to other countries, too, so...
Yeah. Eat a dick, sir!
Fuck you! Sir,
like shit. Mr. President,
use fucking quotations like Mr. President.
Get your vice ass out of here.
We're not first or last, baby.
I know. Get your second place ass out of here. Defender,
that's fucking.
What happened, dude? Welcome back, bro.
It's all fun too. That's it. Let's make Texas their own country.
Yeah, baby.
Make Texas its own country? Oh, so see.
Then we'll get invaded like Ukraine real quick.
Exactly, bro.
The Chinese will invade fucking Galveston to Corpus.
Oh, hey, it wouldn't be a volunteer army anymore.
They only make it to Beeville.
They make it to Beeville, right. They let go of the Tecates that are there in the prison out.
For real, dude.
He's like, go get me some Chinese's.
Dude, they're all fit, dude, because they've been working out all fucking day long, dude. No, I'm gonna shut up, dude.
And we'll save money because you don't have to pay them, dude. Just give them cocaine, dude.
Dude.
Go do this. Go to this mission. Got a little 8-ball on the way back, dude.
Just fucking put money in their commissary.
Yeah.
Like 20 Escalades with 24s and stickers in the back and say,
hey, but
car clubs.
not even a 23 Escalade, bro. It's got to be like a 97.
A 90. With a misfire.
Hey, they've all been in for a while, so they're going to have like old school styles. They're going to fucking still want spinners and shit.
Hell yeah.
They're going to be out there with sharpened toothbrushes. Hey, bro, you got a gun over there? No, this is my preferred weapon.
Yeah, have fucking battles of fucking Rockport.
It's fucking. They bust it out like in Assassin's Creed, the fucking toothbrush. It comes out of the fucking wrist and shit. Just pops out.
Yeah, sorry, don't worry about it. I think we do all right.
Yeah. Yeah. No shit.
The only thing I would worry about is fucking currency.
Yeah, that's another thing too.
Yeah. And
I mean, use money bucks from HIV.
The buddy bucks.
Fuck yeah.
That'll be 43 buddy bucks. What? Fucking inflation. Buddy bucks. That's hilarious. Oh,
I'm
my
three
God.
Buddy cents off, bro.
God
hey,
damn.
Hey,
dude.
Who would be on our currency?
Only white guys.
Bucky. No, Bucky from Bucky's. Okay. Yeah. Bill Miller's, the little pig. What else?
Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan. Okay.
Fucking Duncan Bucks.
Duncan Buck. And the rich man.
Jerry Jones. Yeah. Jerry Jones. I was trying to think of a cowboy, and I was like, nah, it would have to be Jerry.
Jarrett.
We'll have to make a song.
I was listening to the last podcast. Fucking kept calling him Jerbear.
Oh yeah.
We'll have to make a song. It's called Richmond North of San Antonio, dude.
Yeah,
we're a whole country.
Richmond. Nah, it's gonna have to be a Nah, it's gonna be at the Corrido, dude. It's gonna be a Corrido.
Yeah, no. Ding, it'll be a Corian. It's gonna be Flaco Jimenez. Who would be? We gotta get somewhere. One on the monetary on the money. It would be Selena. Somebody from kind of well, corporate Selena, of course. Houston, what?
Paul Wall.
Deshaun Watson.
Mike Jones.
my dude.
Carlos Coy.
Jingle Bling.
Carlos Coy, not Carlos Coy.
Jingle Bling. Dallas. Who would be the face Jerry. Of Dallas? Jerry?
Jerry, yeah.
El Paso? Yeah. I don't know what's in El Paso. A tumbleweed?
The cartel? The cartel.
A brick? It'll just a be brick. A brick.
West Texas Amarillo. A brick.
A gold gun.
They'll be the change.
The change, yeah. Yeah, they got the change. One more from the valley. What the whole valley? What would it be the valley? A brick.
A Silverado, bro.
Oh yeah.
A fucking Silverado, dude.
A lower 2005, right?
Hell yeah. The fucking Mama Lona, bro.
Yeah. Oh, it would be a Tacuache, dude. I'm surprised they haven't made like a Bucky style, but like have a Tacuache as a like the gas. You know what I mean down there? That'd be funny as hell.
I thought they did try to make a Bucky.
No, they did a Food Ranger, or was it a Ranger? It was headed toward Corpus. They got sued by Bucky's. They had to change the thing.
Oh, but
it was
okay. Yeah.
It was an alligator, though. It was an accurate. It was an alligator, and because of the, it was right there by that lake. What's that lake headed toward Corpus?
Choke Creek or Choke Canyon.
Choke Canyon, yeah. I guess. Yeah, I think so. But
accurate.
You got your ear motor first.
We're in our fucking stage.
Let's see. But no, that's why Texas originally they joined the union because we couldn't hold our own currency. It wasn't working out, and they needed the backing up of at that time. Huh? They needed the help of the Federal Reserve, the Feds. So that's why they joined back in
1886.
So I don't know how that would work now. I don't know. I guess because Texas has an economy now. Back then, they didn't. Back in the 1800s, there was no oil. They didn't need oil. They didn't need, and now this has its own oil shipping along the coast. Yeah. You know, all the headed towards Corpus, all the farmland and stuff. So there's an economy here, but I don't know. I'm just a shuttle driver, bro. Disclaimer for the podcast: I'm just a shuttle driver. So whatever I say, don't fucking take it to the bank.
Disclaimer, I ask people to restart their devices.
Hey, that's something. I just turn a key in the morning, turn on the vehicle.
Turn the key, turn the wheel.
Uh-huh. So Trey Lance got traded to the Cowboys. What's not shocking? How do I say it?
Shocking. I don't think shocking is the word. Right?
Well, Vincent did predict it like a week earlier.
Yeah, I don't remember that on the episode last week.
Oh, I did predict.
I said the Cowboys should go out there and get him, and Rams are like, that's stupid. Why would they do that?
That's stupid. Why did they do that?
Hey, I feel sad by that. Like, it's stupid. Now it's just stupid. Oh, why did we do that?
You got rid of
No, I really.
I mean, honestly, like, I want to know y'all's opinion on how you feel.
Well, they already have, they have four.
Tell me about it, and I'll tell you.
So they already have four. They have four quarterbacks. Are they? They're expecting Dak to get down, go down, right? Is that what's going on? And they want to. They want to have a backup because they have Cooper Rush,
insurance plan,
Trey Lance. What's that other guy? Fieri, the guy Fieri.
Will Greer.
And then now they have
this dude fucking hungry little.
That Motichan, dude, he made it look good.
His fucking touchdown pass. Like, I'm taking you to Flavor Town.
And then on the inside of his on the inside of his helmet, it's all hollow to keep his hair spiky when it takes off the when he takes off the helmet.
there's holes in the helmet so the fucking spikes come out.
He still wears the sunglasses under the instead of visor.
his fucking cleats are 69 Camaros. it was actually a 68, I think.
So what's the main purpose of that? What's the main purpose of bringing the guy in? Piss everybody off or what?
That's what it seems like.
Yeah,
bro. Could be. And then we just talked about last week how he wanted a $50 million extension. Now, if this guy... word on the street is, you know what I mean, that he wants an extension, and if something does happen, and then they put a backup quarterback, be it Trey Lance or whatever, and I mean it could take a spot and lose out on that.
Knew that was going to happen, and that's why he was going for the extension before it happened.
I'm gonna wait to cap this out.
Yeah. Okay. Rem, he's gonna finish it up.
So, I mean, I don't like it, but I mean, we talked about it last week, and it pretty much happened exactly the way we said it. We're like, okay, well, we're getting him. The way we're talking about it, because I was just listening to our last week's podcast. The way we're talking about it was like, well, fuck, you know, think about it. We can get him for nothing, and a third round pick. That's pretty much fucking nothing. I thought it was a fourth round.
Fourth round pick.
Fourth round. God damn, even worse. Shit. After being fucking after going for three firsts.
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah. I mean, it's dirt cheap. Fuck it. I mean, we have to roll with it now. Like, fuck it. This is the hand we have now. I think we're not gonna hold on to all those quarterbacks, obviously. I think Trey Lance is going to be Dak's backup. And probably Will Greer right behind him. I think they did it more to get rid of Cooper Rush. I think they're tired of. They've seen his ceiling and how bad he can do. I think they're willing to roll the dice with Trey Lance with his potential, I guess, like from what they saw from college, and it didn't cost them anything. And now you have a fucking quarterback room with youth. So maybe Jerry was thinking about that shit. I don't know. I do know it's pretty fucked up that he didn't talk to Mike McCarthy or Dak about that shit before he
even was in a trade.
That was pretty fucked up. And I think that his response to when they asked him was, why would I?
All right. So... All right, what I got on the topic, man. I know Arnold's all trying to fucking get on the public break. It's fine. It wouldn't have, because I'm going to go like kind of full circle around what we're talking about. So, one thing that we know about Jerry Jones, okay, motherfucker's a businessman. And, I mean, God, we got to say, he ain't a stupid one. He ain't dumb at all. So, that motherfucker ain't dumb at all. Last week, he brought up, not, it wasn't Dak that brought it up. Jerry brought up, we're going to need to pay Dak here soon. Get an extension on him. You know, we got to think about the future. And right after he did that, right after he fucking talked about that, what did we go do? We went to go get a young quarterback on the fucking cheap. Yeah, we got to pay him $5 or $6 million over the next 2 years. So it's not dirt cheap. Don't get me wrong. He's not dirt cheap. It was a fourth rounder. We're picking up the rest of his deal, which is like $5 or $6 million, like I said, for the next 2 years. But think about this. Now you've got first round talent, a talent that a team, an NFL scout team, a whole organization traded 3 fucking picks away to get this guy. So there's an absolute monster of a fucking ceiling here. I'm not saying that he hasn't done a fucking thing. He's played a couple of games and got hurt. Okay? That's all he's fucking done. He hasn't even showed a flash of shit on the field. Nothing. Just kind of looks like shit right off the rip. But the potential is there. And so Jerry Jones just brought up about how he needs to pay Dak. Okay? Then he brings in a young first-round talent without talking to his coach about it or without talking to his quarterback about it. Okay? So what that does, 2 things. It lowers Dak Prescott's value in the organization, right? He doesn't have to pay him as much because, hey, I got a cheaper guy right behind you. And 2, it puts a fire under his ass in case Trey Lance starts playing really fucking well. And 3, we can throw in one more thing. Dak is not the healthiest guy. All right. We've seen him get hurt and you know, cost us seasons before. All right. So there's 3 goddamn great reasons why we have Trey Lance. I'm not saying that he's going to be the next up and coming thing. None of my points were like he's going to help the football team on the field. None of my points were that because I don't think he's there yet. But the potential is there. So I think you bring this guy in and you all else fails, you get Dak for cheaper. Okay. Or you move away from Dak. You have a backup plan. You have someone that can keep you afloat for 1 tank season. And then you go draft a quarterback if need be. You know? So I don't see any negative to this at all. You know, that's just my 2 cents.
No, I like what you said, man. I really do. I mean, I'm not going to disagree at all. I mean, because it just feels like, you know, like another rebuild. It's like, how, you know what I mean? But it's just one piece of the part, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's just like,
I
mean,
I like what he said. I just don't like that he said it. Nah, I mean, you make a lot of valid points, man. I got to be honest. And like I said, it's the hand we're dealt now, and we just gotta roll with it now. Like,
what is it?
I mean, like, just see what comes up. That's all I was gonna say.
How do you think Mike McCarthy felt about, you know, hearing about it through the news, or I don't know if you heard from the news, but you know, or did Jerry call him and say, hey, we got a Trey Lance coming in, made a good trade. We got it for cheap. You know, Chente heard him on the podcast, and, you know, he made a lot of sense, so I got shout out. I don't like what to say about me sometimes, but sometimes it makes sense, boy.
You are the voice.
Why do you think Mark McCarthy felt about that? Like, not being, I don't know if he wasn't, not consulted. You know, he wasn't consulted, but you know, and not even like, hey, this is what we're gonna be doing, just heads up or whatever.
It could be, I mean, because there's a lot of things we don't know behind closed doors, man. Like, we don't know their actual relationship with each other, and it could be a whole Jimmy Johnson situation where Jerry Jones wanted to flex on him and just a power struggle. And Jerry just wanted to show him, like, nope, I'm the big dick.
No. And I mean,
so
that's. Go ahead.
So, like, one thing that I saw in the some article was Dak said nothing surprises him anymore. All right. With that being said, like, that's someone inside the organization that is talking about how much of a shit show things could be, you know, because you have a owner/GM named Jerry Jones. So, and I think it could be bullshit. I think Mike McCarthy could have known about it, and maybe he's just playing his part. But the thing that deters me away from that is in today's society, like, if you say something in front of a camera and it's something otherwise, it's going to be huge fucking news. Here sooner or later. I mean, news gets slow on the sports shows, and you'll be all they talk about. You're the fucking Dallas Cowboys, so you're going to be talked about for a week on just something sitting like that, you know?
Yeah.
Free ratings. And I think when you have the star on your helmet, you know that shit. I think when you have a star on your polo that you fucking coach in, I think you know that. So that's just, maybe I'm giving it too much credit. That's why.
Might not always say the right thing, but he's always talking.
Right.
He loves the camera. Go ahead, Ram.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying. Or wait, maybe I could be misunderstanding what you're saying too. You think maybe it was all a ploy? They're all in on it, and they just wanted to, you know, it'd be a good story to get it, you know, buzz, you know, going with the Cowboys and everything since everyone's shitting on us right now. Let's bring this up and act like you're not part of it. Is that what you're saying, Vince?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to light a fire under Dak's ass, and so this is what I'm going to do. Do you think I should get this guy? And then Mike's like, "Look, I don't know a fucking thing, right? You know, I don't. I'm going to say yes, but you didn't tell me shit because I don't want to have to tell Dak nothing."
That's a $6 million fire.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, that also makes McCarthy look like a fucking incompetent leader, coach too. Like,
I mean, cool, but you signed up for that when you fucking put that star on under Jerry Jones. Every coach knows that. That's why it's a hard gig.
So. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, because any organization that looks at that afterwards, and they're gonna be like, "Well, it's Jerry," you know, like,
exactly.
Yeah,
the clapper was there for 10 years, and I mean,
100%.
It was just there.
But that's why he was there for 10 years for so
exactly.
Long. Because he just knew his role, he shut the fuck up, and he fucking just rolled with it. Like, oh, like, yes, daddy. That's all that's what he was.
So. I want to say Mike has a little bit more personality, a little bit more pizzazz, but he's not. He's not a yes man. I don't think.
Well, at least he wasn't.
That'd be cool. I mean, the Cowboys did, like, their own version of Hard Knocks. Like, you know, their version, and like an inside, you know, because like every you watch the Hard Knocks, and you know, it's on teams that you really don't really pay attention to, which this Hard Knocks is actually pretty good. Every Hard Knocks is good, but it gives you something different. But I kind of want to know what's going on in the inside of, you know, the dailies. You know, all you see really is just like news reporters on the side, but like an internal, like, Hard Knocks kind of thing. That would be cool.
Yeah. I would have put past them. Go ahead.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that would be nice, but I think the downside of that is you're letting too many people into your organization, too many eyes, and they could see. Like, there has to be some kind of mystery to your game plan and everything, and how your players can perform other than what the, you know, you don't want to give your opposing team more tape on you.
Mm-hmm.
So
a lot, and a lot of these players, when they talk about hard knocks, they always say it's a distraction. You know, every time you bring it up, they're always like, "Yeah, no, it's a, we don't want that kind of distraction in our shit." But yeah, I wouldn't put that past Gary. Is what I'm saying. That's a great market. Like, it'll sell like a motherfucker, but I wouldn't pass the question.
I just see is in the quarterback room, they're talking to Dak. Dak, that player right there from the opposing team was wide open. Why didn't you not throw to him? Why did you throw to CeeDee Lamb? What are you doing? You're supposed to throw an interception.
Stupid.
The cornerback was wide open. What are you doing, man? Yeah. You're like, what the fuck?
Okay. I told you. I also did hear one theory on why we would pick up Trey Lance too, and okay. it was more insight into Kyle Shanahan's playbook.
No, it's Chanta's playbook.
Well, no, it's because they've knocked us out of the playoffs twice already.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I was gonna say that earlier. Yeah.
So it's Green Bay.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got Mike.
Well, recently, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like the past teams who have knocked us out of the playoffs, we've hired their people. I mean, we even did that in the Super Bowl. I mean, in the 90s too. We got Neon.
Nope. Neon.
Dion.
Oh, Dion. Dion. I heard Neon.
I heard Neon.
Well, Neon, yeah. Dion. That's one of his nicknames.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I think he's just making it up.
But no, so we picked up Trey Lance, right?
Coach Prime? Yeah, we did.
Prime time, yeah. But at that same week, Colt McCoy was available. He got let go from the Cardinals. And then what's crazy is Kyler Murray is not going to be able to play four games. So that was pretty weird. But Colt McCoy is also available out there, too. And he's from Dallas, I think, right? Or he's from Texas?
He's from Texas. He played for UT? I don't know.
So I don't know what's going on in there, Arizona.
Well, Greer, dude. Well, Greer, but...
Yeah,
they're tanking. They're tanking.
I wonder who's coming up in the draft is going to be available. But speaking of head coaches, Doug Peterson cut his own son from the team. Damn! Imagine that. How do y'all feel about that, boys?
Get out of my face, Peterson! You disgust me.
Get the fuck out of here.
Your mom should have swallowed you.
Damn, man. He didn't like trade him to another team so he could get the bag, you know, or anything like that. He just cut him, man. He said, "You're not even good enough to be in the league, boy. Get the fuck out of here."
Maybe he's not ready.
Huh?
Yeah.
So maybe he's not ready, and he's like, "Hey, you know what? Just wait a little bit a year, and we'll see what happens."
Yeah, that's true.
I mean that removes all fucking doubt of nepotism, and that he was only there because Doug Peterson, you know, and it puts actually more faith in Doug Peterson than like, dude, like, no, you're really about the organization,
right? You said fuck your child.
Yeah.
I don't even know what position he played.
Waterboarding. Now,
nothing now.
Now.
Not even that. Damn, yeah, dude, can't even get him a job.
Can you say, gonna, you know what?
We're gonna sign him as the fucking janitor.
Or even what is it? The ones that get hit in the field during practice?
Well, just a practice ball guy.
He's just gonna be a fucking dummy? Practice dummy. Yeah,
they're just gonna put him on a sled.
Look, just stand right here.
Oh, see all these jock straps? You're gonna put them in the washer. And
oh man. Hey, have y'all been following that whole Jonathan Taylor situation?
The I want to be traded. No, I don't. Yes, I do. I'm getting traded.
How it all fucking started and everything? The whole back and forth?
No, I don't. Not really. I don't. No. So, yes.
So, he did. He requested a trade. Well, he requested an extension, right? And the fucking, the owner went on Twitter, and I have the tweet right here. Says NFL running back situation. We have negotiated a CBA that took years of effort and hard work and compromise and good faith by both sides. To say now that a specific player category wants another negotiation after the fact is inappropriate. Some agents are selling bad faith. The owner fucking said that on Twitter. Right? And then after that, he's all like, fuck that. I want to fucking trade.
Yeah.
Then he came back, said he's like, I'm not trading him now or in October. I'm not trading his ass. Then he agreed to the trade, but he put a deadline. Six teams inquired about him going over, and he fucking yesterday was the deadline, or it was either yesterday or the day before was the deadline, and they straight up fucking didn't accept any offers or anything like that. So now, instead of, because they had it on a PUP, right? So they had him there because he was, at this point, he's just like coming up with reasons not to be at practice and shit. Right. I think he used a toothache and an ear. He was just coming up with shit. Oh, I'm going to go do rehab over here. So they had just had him they had him on the pup list, right? And instead of removing him from the pub list so that even a trade would be, you know, I guess, attractive to another team, now he's out the first four games because of it.
He's on the pup list or he's on IR? Yeah, he's on pup list. Okay, so yeah, that's the
he's automatic. Yeah. Automatic missing the first four games. So you're not even trying to, you know, rebuild that relationship with your running back and your play to even have him play, you know, fix the relationship so he plays again with you. You're not making it attractive for anyone to come in and want to trade for him. Nothing. So what, like, that's what that whole thing is wild. Like, you just gave up on this guy and threw him under the
fucking... Who is that? Jim Irsay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of players like playing for Jim Irsay, dude. Like, there's a few out there that really enjoy it. Now, that's not to say that his relationships with every player are good, but, like, this one just kind of seems, it stands out a little bit because, I don't know, you got players that had, like, really great relationships with the guy and stuff like that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a business. So, I mean, you know, maybe this guy's just being hard to pay. Or maybe Jim Irsay's being a cheap piece of shit. And, well, like, actually, you know what? Let me backtrack. He shouldn't have said that shit really on Twitter as a fucking team owner. But, like, he's one of the few owners that is active on his own Twitter, which is kind of, that's you probably shouldn't do that, dude.
Exactly.
You need to have a PR team for everything that you fucking want to post because it's 2023.
Yeah, all eyes, everybody has a voice and everybody's watching and everything.
Yeah.
Real quick, Doug Peterson's son, his name is Josh Peterson. He plays tight end. So they cut him and they didn't, he didn't even have a chance to get a mental day.
He looked like a tight end. He looks like Luke Schoenmaker. Hey, did that guy get cut? I think he got cut too. I think we drafted him pretty early. Luke Schoenmaker, didn't he get cut? Yeah.
I haven't even looked at it yet. I know that tight end, I forgot his fucking name. The one that was on Hard Knocks, that just did the fucking 8 Mile fucking rendition.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I just can't remember his name, but he was undrafted anyway. He came in and this last episode of Hard Knocks, the coaches were fucking talking about him. They're like, yeah, he's here at 5 o'clock right when I get here. He's the hardest working person there. And within 24 hours of the last preseason game, they cut him.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's rough, dude.
Yeah.
That's rough. That's part of it, though. Like, what's it called? AJ Hawk from who used to play for the Packers. He brought up something, or they were talking about like how it feels getting cut, and they're talking to okay, so AJ Hawk was like, dude, I've been cut from three teams, and I forgot his name, dude, but there was a running back
accurate
there, and yeah, I know. But he's like, I've never been cut, and they were like, why do you like, how do you feel about it? And he's like, I felt good, fine. He's like, but they're telling you that you're not good enough to play for them. And he's like, yeah, but to play for them in the first place is so extremely hard to be one of the best people in the world at playing football. You know, it's an honor. And then I didn't take it too personally. Another team picked me up. And after they cut me, another team picked me up. He's like, it was just a blessing every time, you know, because I'm able to play at such a high level.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, you've got to think about it as like, that's how 1% it is, you know, the most elite.
He's a half full kind of guy.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Glass half full.
I think at that level, you have to think of it like that. I mean, if you're just in your fucking feelings, I mean, about getting cut, and then you're just giving up, I mean, then you probably shouldn't have been there in the first place.
See, that's a man who takes...
I think that shows more to your heart.
That's a man that takes... Is he a competitor?
In Michigan?
And that's a man that takes up a bunch of mental health days.
Damn.
He's on. Speaking of mental health days, Defender, go for it. The floor is yours.
Oh, what? The mental health days?
Yeah.
You can have them every month. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on it, but if you go to work or you call in, hey, I'm going to take a mental day break. Hey, no quick success, and you're good for the day, man. Take advantage. Go to Fiesta.
There you have it, boys.
Nah, I've done it. I've done it a few times, dude. It's literally that easy.
God damn. Fucking.
But my job's real laid back, dude. Like, super laid back. Like, hey. As long as there's not something going on, bro, it's fine.
Well, I had put in my 2 weeks notice that, my job, I still had fucking some PTO left, so the last day I just put it for that day. I'm like, all right, well, I'll just come in for 4 hours. Too easy, right? And my boss is like, I don't think you could do that. Like, it's my last day. I'm pretty sure I could do that.
Actually, I think your boss might be right. I don't think you can. Like, what I've heard is that, like, if you put in your 2 weeks, you're supposed to work out the 2 weeks unless they ask you otherwise. But it's, at the same time, it's like, what can they do? Like, what are they going to withhold your check? Or, like, you know, like, I don't understand. But I've heard that from employers that's a thing. That you're supposed to work out.
So before I put my 2 weeks in, I put all my fucking PTO because I was like, I have to zero this shit out. And but I'm there my whole two weeks, right? But the last day, it's 4 hours. And it's just to burn it. That's all it is. They're like, are you sure you don't want the extra paycheck? You know, the extra 4 hours of pay. You know, because you can just work that whole day and then get, and it'll get paid out to you. And I was like, nah, my pockets are all right.
I know my job. So I'm starting a new job, right? And I needed a day off because I needed to go do some paperwork or whatever. And then I put in for the day. I put in 2 weeks before the day came up. And then they denied me. I was like, no, you can't take the day. No. But they didn't know why I was taking the day off. So then I told them, well, it's because I'm getting another job. So I'm not going to be here. And they're like, oh. I mean, I tried it. I did it respectfully. You know what I mean? Yeah, I needed the day off. Somebody had a doctor's appointment. Somebody had jury duty, or you know, they weren't gonna have enough drivers. And then I was just like, "Hey, I'm moving on. So I need this day." Deuces, yeah. Yeah.
You're all, but, that's too damn bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So I gotta take another day. Yeah, I gotta take another day off to do some more stuff, and then I'll put in my 2 weeks. So, but I'm gonna put in 2 weeks and have like a 5 day weekend or something before I start the other job. So it'll be all right. Huh?
Trying to get everybody off this Friday, trying to get the 4 day weekend for Labor Day.
That would be nice, man. I would love to have a 4 day Labor Day.
Everybody at my work already fucking thought about that.
Mental health weekend.
Hey, wait, it's Labor Day?
Yeah.
That's all. the very next day, that's my last day.
Oh, so you get a free day. You're like, fuck your 4 hours. You already gave me a free day off.
Because we're fucking looking at the calendar with my boss. I was there looking at the calendar with my boss because we had been talking about it already, and I was they're already getting prepared before I even put my 2 weeks notice in, and she's all like, okay, well, if you want a week off, you can do this Friday. And I was like, nah, I'd rather do the next Tuesday because I get that holiday pay plus the next day 4 hours.
Yeah.
And she just kind of looked at me like, really? Like, you're really going to fucking do that?
Nickel and diamond him.
But another topic I wanted to bring up was fake cameos. There's always rumors before a movie comes out. And the last one we got tricked into was Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. And we saw all these rumors that Tom Cruise was going to be fucking Iron Man, and what else did we see? That fucking Superman was going to be in it. He was going to be a custodian. Henry Cavill was going to be in the background. Or some, you know, crazy, like, I'm just making shit up, but like, you see, you hear all these fucking rumors, and then the latest one we got is Nicolas Cage is going to be Ghost Rider in Deadpool 3. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't think that, you know, people make these fake, you know, graphics, and it gets shared like crazy. So I don't know if it's shared, they get shared because they want it to happen, or because it's accurate. You know what I mean? That would be cool, because I like the Ghost Rider. That's what let's review Ghost Rider, Nicolas Cage, 2006. Nah,
I'm a horrible movie watcher.
They're fucking they're making a sequel. Remember that old movie, Twister?
Oh, I love Twister.
Oh, yeah.
They're making a sequel. It's supposed to be coming out next year.
Dude, man. I love Twister. It scared me as a kid, man. It freaked me out. When we get tornado warnings, before the climate changed, we used to get, like, tornado warnings every spring. Now, with the climate changing, all we do is... Hey, we get is heat.
If they're not driving that long, dead fucking Dodge, dude, I don't even want to see it.
The same one, right?
The red one, yeah, dude. If they're not driving that... But with Dorothy in the back, dude, fuck that movie.
Nah, hell yeah. That's some bullshit. Well,
like, two of the characters automatically can't be in there because they're dead. Bill Paxton... Well, the main character, Bill Paxton, he died back in 2017. I think.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I mean, he died in real life. And then Seymour Hoffman. I think he was an overdose. He OD'd.
Also, the tornado from the last movie, it's not going to be in this one. Because it already... the cows already have been sent to slaughter, the ones that were floating around.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, man. Wagyu, baby.
I bet you that motherfucker was tender, bro. Got fucking beat up by a whole tornado.
was it the fucking grandma? She was, or it was like a grandma or the aunt. When they made him steak and eggs, and we're like, where do you get this beef from? I'm like, did you notice my cows out there? I'm like, no.
You gave him a joke, right? But you know what's crazy? Like in the original movie, we're talking about a fucking movie from 1996. But almost 30 years ago. What's crazy? Why would that lady stupid, man? That old lady, she had a bunch of wind chimes with sharp edges all around her house in tornado country.
I've never thought about that.
I mean, why would you do that, you dumb lady?
There's wind chimes made out of knives.
No shit, man.
People imagine 30 miles away are just fucking impaled dead.
No shit.
From her fucking wind chimes fucking 30 miles down the block.
It's fucking... Like, imagine all these, like, 200-mile-an-hour winds, you know, and then you got these fucking wind chimes that are designed to fucking, you know what I mean, catch the wind flying around. I don't know how she survived, honestly. You know, her house should have been, you know, Swiss cheese, man. The dog survived, too.
Everywhere.
I just thought of that right now. I was like, I think I thought about it years ago, but it came back to me or whatever.
I don't even remember the fucking wind chime. I remember like a scene where like the wind blows and you can hear them, but like vaguely. Yeah. I remember vendetta.
They were huge, dude. They're probably like 3 feet, and then they were curved edges, like a fan kind of. And then when the wind would hit them, they were
son of a bitch.
Yeah. So it would be rotating or whatever with the wind. But that, you know, even to my point, that's how they came up with the Dorothy's plan to put the cans. They put the cans on the little balls because of, I think, Bill Paxton.
Fly, yeah.
Yeah, Bill Paxton's looking at all the million deadly wind chimes in the yard. and he's looking at him. He goes, I got an idea, boys. And they bought a bunch of Pepsi, dude. Like 60 fucking 12 packs of Pepsis. And what's his name? Hoffman? Down. Hoffman drank them all himself, dude.
God damn.
Yeah. Driving that Winnebago, dude. I had 13 Dr. Peppers. he never stopped to go pee, dude.
He didn't need that time to, bro.
Yeah, he probably pissed in his pants.
We had a fucking tornado chasing him. Anyway, how the fuck did we get here? Ghost Rider. I've never watched any of these fucking... Well, okay, I watched Ghost Rider, but, like, I'm not good enough with these, I didn't know about any of the fucking big cameos, dude, to be honest with you. And they could probably show someone in a movie that I watch, and I'd be like, yeah, didn't even notice them, but didn't even think about it afterward, honestly. But I'm bad at watching movies. You're all about the fucking Ghost Rider, but I don't know what I can't do.
It all started with Trey Lance. Now we're here.
I got that though.
It's just talking about rumors in general. Like, it just kind of spoils it because we really thought that, like, well, I thought when we went to go see the movie, like, they're gonna be like, because it's a multiverse shit, and it was just him, and the Wanda character just the whole movie. So it wasn't even nothing. Like, it was nothing exciting. It wasn't worth watching. So that's since that movie, I really don't go see like Marvel movies that much anymore because they're not tying to Endgame in any way. Like, they're just like mentioning it, but I want to see. I think they peaked the Endgame. I mean, there's been some good shows since then, but since Endgame, it was like, damn, it was like a world event.
They haven't done that movie where everything's connected now. Like, oh, well, this shit from this one. Because, I mean, you remember the first movies, and everything had one of the Infinity Stones and shit like that, and it kind of had it in there, and then Avengers kind of brought it all together, and it stayed a theme throughout all the fucking movies, really. I think we just haven't gotten there yet, that fucking collective movie.
Yeah. Wait, so there's a Secret Wars coming out that they're saying, it just goes back to rumors, that it's going to be like a bunch of people. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
So, I'm already turned away from Marvel. I'm not excited. The market is oversaturated. You know, so I'm like, I'm more excited to see Twister.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all wind chimes are sharper in Twister 2.
Oh man, apparently they're calling it Twisters.
Twisters?
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Hey, so you know how they made Sharknado? Right? They make that one, but then they made Cocaine Bear. Uh-huh. Well, there was a picture. It was a picture of a shark in the Caribbean, and it was like chewing on a fucking kilo of cocaine.
Oh no!
Oh wait! You know what? I fucking heard about that, and they became addicted to cocaine and shit, right? So in order to like feed them and like actually fucking give them medicine and nutrients, because they didn't want to eat anything other than fucking cocaine that they find like in crash planes and fucking sunk ships from smuggling, they made like fake bricks of cocaine, and they would put the medicine, the food, and everything.
It was methadone.
Oh, that's for funny. Heroin, but yeah, I got you.
Oh, my man. I'm just a shuttle driver. I'm just a shuttle driver. But no, so that I would love to see a movie about that. Just some crazy, like, if they can make like Sharknado, like, see, that's more exciting than to me than a fucking Marvel movie. You know what I mean?
Just, what would they call it, bro?
The Meg.
Cocaine Shark.
Cocaine Shark. Hey, I don't know.
Hey, what would win? Cocaine shark or cocaine bear?
In the water, or the shark.
In the water, or exactly.
Right. I mean, it would have to be in the water, but it can't be deep that deep because you know bears can go in the water, but it just can't be that deep.
I don't know, dude. Like, if it was like waist deep, dude, the fucking bear could pick up that shark by the tail and just fucking slam it down.
Yeah,
like kind of silly, I would think.
Well, we already saw that an alligator could eat a bear on Lake Placid.
that motherfucker was. That's something else, dude.
Let's review another fucking movie from the 90s.
And when we're done with Lake Placid, we'll do Anaconda.
I think they're redoing that one too.
What?
I think so. I think I fucking heard something about that shit.
That's a historic movie because the black guy survives.
Oh yeah, dude.
A shark versus a bear in the water. I would think the shark, because there's for the bear, like there's not much to grab. Like it has the whole shark, but like the shark, all it needs to grab is one limb. And with those sharp ass teeth, and it has a bigger mouth. And I just drop it right off.
Dude, bear claws, bro. That bear will just fucking poke his claws into the fucking shark brain. And you know what I'm saying? They're fleshy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Those shark claws,
yeah, they're all cartilage, yeah.
There you go. They're cartilage.
That's crazy. Yeah. They're all cartilage. The only bone is their teeth.
That's wild, bro.
Uh huh.
They get bear you. Bear fags. Suckers will get you.
Bear fags. All right. We start going down the. Like, what could take down a cocaine bear?
A cocaine shark in the water.
That's it. Just a cocaine shark in the water. If it's deep water.
A fucking a meth lion.
Oh, meth lion, dude. They already look like they're methed out. Have you seen the ones like in the like in Africa? Not the zoo ones, like the ones in Africa, bro. They look like rough, dude. Like fucking missing pieces of their mane, fucking nasty ass scars, all skin and shit. So
who would win? A cocaine bear or okay. A cocaine addict from Beeville with a sharpened toothbrush?
What brand toothbrush? Is it at least electric?
Puro Aqua Fresh.
Nah, dude, I can't get no second chance, bro.
All right. And get some DMs like, hey, I'm coming for you, Holmes. Hey, man, it was a joke.
Hey, man.
I have this kitty, man.
I'm not a bear, bro.
Hey, if it's an Oral-B toothbrush.
Oh, yeah. He got it, man. A cocaine snake versus a cocaine anaconda versus
a cocaine gorilla. Cocaine gorilla.
Wait a second.
It's a cocaine bear.
Dude, a cocaine gorilla? Like
versus the cocaine. Bear, dude. Oh shit.
Shit just got
real.
I know, man.
Oh man.
Oh god, these cocaine silverback, bro.
Dude, fuck it. Hey, gorillas are strong as shit. Throw some cocaine in there. I think they could overpower a fucking bear. And snap their neck.
Just break it over his knee, dude. Just yeah.
Like
Bane. What kind of bear? A black bear?
Well, you name
or
it.
A grizzly bear? Grizzly bears are big motherfuckers.
Dude, I'm thinking, call it a grizzly bear, bro. If a fucking gorilla on coke punches a bear in the chest, dude, it'll probably put a hole through the other side, dude.
But he has those.
Like anime all slow.
Yeah, dude.
Nani? What is the fucking anime saying? Owaya, Nenchu.
I don't know, bro.
He goes, because he says that means, he goes, you're already dead. And then Nani means, what? And then he's all, well, I could just imagine.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I would have to go with the bear. I think the bear, I mean, because remember, they're both of cocaine. This is not just regular wildlife. We modded these animals. We added mods. So the health bars. Through the roof. Stamina, strength,
all that shit, and just flirting.
Focus.
Fuck it.
So I would go bear. Okay. Remember, he has those claws. The claws.
Yeah.
So, and then anything a gorilla could do, like climb a tree, a bear could do the same thing.
Yeah, but a gorilla can do it faster. I think he'll be able to
maneuver them. And the bear's faster.
I think the gorilla's smarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gorilla's smarter. Also good.
With the cocaine, it opens his third eye.
Oh, shit.
He's like, what's up? He's just talking to him.
Hey, where's this fight going to be at? RNJ's?
The wild rhino. Wild Rhino. Wild Rhino.
Let's throw cocaine rhino in there.
Cocaine rhino. Cocaine rhino versus No, it had to be a cocaine rhino versus three cocaine gorillas. Because the size difference. It'll have to be at the Frost Center here in San Antonio. Just to put the icing on the cake.
This is where we're going, bro. This is our idiocracy things. It's gonna be fucking cooked out animals. It's gonna be fucking animals on all kinds of blow.
Cocaine rooster versus.
we're gonna get canceled by PETA. That's fair.
Everybody, all of us except Defender.
For real, dude.
Oh, we're gonna pass the torch.
We've been doing that to the guys for a long time already. But...
I know. Well, yeah. So we've been
on that note.
Damn.
We're already.
Hey, so did y'all watch the Hard Knocks or not?
I haven't kept. No, I haven't. Yeah. Nope.
Not the one that came out yesterday.
Yeah,
but I did see what you mentioned earlier. But go ahead.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw the video where it was fucking. Oh my god, I already forgot the dude's name.
Jihad Ward.
Jihad Ward.
Fucking push Aaron Rodgers after the play and shit. And he's like, "What the fuck? Show some respect."
Yeah, he's like,
"I don't even know who you are." And fuck, he's like, "I don't know who you are." Like, bitch, you know exactly who the fuck that is.
Like Aaron Rodgers.
He's like, "You never heard of me." He's like, "You never heard of me."
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Dang, that's good.
Hey. A touchdown pass the very next fucking play and shit.
Yep.
Just out of spite, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that pissed him off.
Yeah.
And that kind of showed that fucking connection with Garrett Wilson. Yeah.
I think I drafted him like first or second overall, dude.
What?
Yeah, Garrett Wilson.
That's fucking
second,
early.
Second.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but second overall or second round?
Second round.
Second round. Okay. Yeah. Oh, these
motherfuckers. I think my first pick was Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good pick. What position were you drafting at?
Fifth.
Fifth. I was drafting at fourth this past weekend. And McCaffrey fell to me.
I didn't have McCaffrey.
Who's he playing for now?
49ers.
Dude, I heard some story about that shit too. So fucking apparently Kyle Shanahan used to babysit him.
Wow.
Yeah, when they were kids and shit, because
his dad,
Kyle Shanahan's dad was fucking McCaffrey's coach. But dad's coach. So they all hung out together, and Kyle Shanahan was older, and they would have him like fucking play and fucking take care of him. Shit,
they just had a fucking combine in the backyard. And shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so we're gonna wrap it up, boys.
Yeah. Hey, man, this is probably one of the funniest episodes since we came back. It was a banger. Hey, if you stay to the end, you're welcome, motherfuckers.
hey, we gotta come up with some more stupid shit like that, like something.
Some dumb shit.
Okay, that is Cowboys versus the Cocaine Bears of Chicago.
Oh, you mean the Dallas Cowboys from the 90s?
Yeah, we already know the answer to that. We got five rings. Five trophies, five Super Bowls. But we'll call this one. We'll call it a night, boys. It's been a good one. Yeah, it's been fucking funny. Isn't Goonie out?
Chente out.
Get your ram.
Defender!
Nice. Yeah, I'm here. I don't know if you hear me.
Yeah, you broke up the last one. We got you.
All right. Dinner.